are holding
basically the last of the medium-sized lines on Hammond Base.
There seems to be a bit of a non sequitur. The exact connection is like a little tenuous. It's basically, we're going back to the discussion of prayer. I suspect, well, I didn't see anyone say it, that we had this idea of, remember, like, Bam Tetiknuam, if like, you, the idea of if Kriyashma is close to your bed morning and night. So we're going to have, if that's true, like, we're going to have nothing close to your bed, davening close to your bed. Maybe that's the connection. Maybe. In any case, here it says, Tanya, Tazan Abraisa, Ava Ben Yamin, Omer, he was a Tana. Al Shnei Devarim, there were two things, Haisi Mitzdar, that I really troubled myself, Kol Yamai, all my life, that I made sure that I did them properly. These things are very important, that I, you know, drove myself crazy to make sure it worked out just this way. First of all, Al Tfilah, see, when it comes to my praying, Shetei Lefnei Mitasi, that my prayer should be literally before my bed. We'll explore what that means in a minute. Val Mitasi, and second of all, that my bed, Shetei Nesuna Bein Tzafon Ledarim, that my bed should lie like on a north-south axis, like my head in the north and my feet in the south, or vice versa, but north-south facing. Those are the two things that he said. Now, we'll explore the first more in a minute, but just in a second, your bed being north-south, that is brought on Allah, actually, funnily enough, not once, but twice in Or HaChaim, both in Siman Gimel, we're talking about getting up in the morning, and also in Siman Reish Mem, which is basically bedtime at night stuff. Now, so both those places says lie bed north-south. Now, the funny thing is that this is one of those, it's like, you know, like I always think of Purim, drinking on Purim. Like, no matter what you do, you can't fill all the shitas. So, all the Nigla stuff, they go like this, north-south. Your bed belongs north-south. The Zohar, and then, because of that, like many other poskim, so in the Afronim, are like, no way, Jose. Your bed should be lying east-west, like totally flying in the face of this Gemara. And many go like that, especially the Kabbalistic incline. The Mishnah Berurah says the Shulchan Aruch is the Iker, not surprisingly, and he brings that the Gra, someone in the Gra, to explain that the Zohar actually meant this also. That when he said that it means east-west, it means not the head and foot, but like the two sides. So in that case, it would be good. In any case, Grot on Lalacha like this, and that's the Pashas, north-south is the way to go. And it applies even when you're not married and even when you're not with your wife, but the Iker Inyan, because you're sleeping naked, but the Iker Inyan is with your wife. For like covenant of Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah is the east-west access situation. Right? So that's the idea. Okay, now. Anyways, the point is, don't go calling your architects to rearrange your house over this and this. Is this, you got wiggle room for this one. So it says Al Tfilati Shetei Lifnei Mitasi. Now he said, I was careful that my prayer should be before my bed. Now my Lifnei Mitasi, what does that mean? Ilema, if you want to tell me, Lifnei Mitasi means mamish. Literally, I stood in front of my bed and prayed. Hi, Vahamar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, V'itema, and some said it was Rav Shuman Levi. Menayin, how you know, L'mispalel, when you daven, Shaloye Davar Chotetz, that when you press daven, there should be anything that, you know, is a chatita, intercedes, Beino Levein Akir, between him and the wall. How do you know that you shouldn't have anything between you and the wall, which would, of course, include a bed, ostensibly?
What does that mean now?
Okay. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, and Vayasev Chizkiyahu Panav Elakir, and Chizkiyahu Melech turned his face towards the wall. These Paul and he prayed. So you see, you shouldn't have the chitzit between you and the wall. So now, what does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, but he says, first of all, if it's something, the Mechaber says, if it's kavua, they're like the bookshelves. That's the wall. That's the new wall. So that's not a chitzita. So to face the bookshelf is not a problem. The Ramah says, and to be a chitzita needs to be, you know, 10 tefachim high, it's called like 91 centimeters high, and 4 tefachim wide, that's, I don't know, a foot or so wide. It's sort of like a big thing. Not kahua. It's less than a chitzitza. So, there's a deal about animals, but leave that out, if not if I don't care. Point is, it's brought down that you should not be diving with things in front of you that are chitzitza, but that's these big things that are not kahua things. Okay? People are definitely not a chitzitza, so you're standing here facing that way, look, I'm in the clear. Maybe that fan is a problem. So that's a perfect example. Look at that fan. That fan on the stander is an offending chassidah. There it is. It's over 10 tefachim high, it's 4 almost wide. And it's not kavua. That you shouldn't dive in front of the fan. That particular fan. You see, it's like a rare example. Someone has close that to the wall. It's not common. I was thinking about standards. I'm not sure about standards. No, I know. I'm not sure.
I was thinking about it. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about the center. I was thinking about that also. Well, what's the idea?
I guess it's just a custom.
I guess from the pasuk, but I guess it's just kavanah. And that Mishabur says only mitzvah and mukhar, it's ideal, but it's certainly not a mitzvah or an isser if you do. Bonagi, that kind of standard is. People do it, obviously, so. But the point is, if you want to be machber and the standard is a chatik, so okay, so it's not mitzvah and mukhar, and not the ideal way to daven. You should be like, that's kavua, right? That's stuck there in its place. I mean, that's funny. Big things are usually stuck in the ground, right? That's funny, okay? Fine.
Yep.
Well, people are moving, but they're not all chatitas. Human beings are not chatitas. There's a separate issue of them being distracted.
Yeah, that's the issue.
And cover the Shekhinah, and they're not supposed to pass in front of you because the Shekhinah is there.
Yep. Well, actually, we'll get there. Don't worry, we'll get there. Now, so that's that. Another. So the second time you have Allah, which, so to speak, it's like. It's a din. Just its applicability is limited, I guess. Now, anyway, so it obviously doesn't mean that. It can't mean that when he davened in front of his bed, and I guess the bed was whatever the mother did, the bed was between him and the wall. That can't be the pshat because that's you should face the wall. What's the point of the bed being in front of you? So rather, what it must be, Ella. Again, here's Ella. No, so throw that idea out. New idea. Ema, I'd say samach lemitasi. That it means close to my bed in terms of like timing, meaning as Rashi says, he would, you know, nothing. He wouldn't do anything before he's daven chakras in the morning, straight out of bed and out to daven. Now Rashi calls a lot of ire amongst the Rishonim because Rashi says, you can see it inside. He says, "Samach lemitasi kol yamai, all my life nizharti. I was very careful. Shaloi lasuf malacha. I didn't do any work." But Torah, nor did I learn Kisha Marati Mimitasi from when I got out of bed, Ad She Ekra Krishma Vespal. It's like it's a Krishma and Davin. So everyone jumps up and down, what are you talking about? Tulsa says, no way, you can definitely Davin. Excuse me, you can definitely learn before you Davin. We actually saw Davin and Melech one daf ago. There he was, getting up at midnight, learning the whole night, etc. So they say, no. Rashi is no way. The Rosh, interesting, comes to defend Rashi. The Rosh says, he's explaining, he says this pshat, that if you're by yourself, like learning in your house, you might come to get involved and actually miss davening. So that's when you shouldn't do it. You should get involved in something else before you daven. But an enormous circumstance, the halacha certainly is mutter to learn before you daven. Maybe it's even a good idea to do it. If you're learning early, of course, you have to get up early before you daven, etc. So that's that. Now, so that's the pshat. Now, What's the benefit of that? Tamrav Chama Barav Chanina Amrav Yitzchak. Kol Anosen Mitaso Bein Saf on the Dorum. Anyone who arranges a bed on the north-south axis, again head and feet in the north and south. That's how we learn. Havilei Banim Zacharim. So it doesn't give a reason why, because it's Kabbalistic, right? It's Shechina stuff and whatever. But at least it's giving you a practical, you know, benefit here. You have a tzchus, it's tzegula. You sleep north-south, so then you'll be, it's a, you know, good to give you boy children. Shnei Emer, the Pasuk says, so, utzafuncha, which means, literally means your hidden things, but tzafon means the north, that's the drush here. Utzafuncha tzamale bitnam, and like your hidden, I don't know, treasures like that will fill their bellies. Yisbu banim, and it will satisfy their children. So the drasha is not that tafuncha, your hidden things, but really tafuncha, like